Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: new innovation in the beer market and mistakes to avoid when launching on Amazon. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Interested in home brewing your own beer but didn't know how or never had the time? Now there's help from an internet-connected robot called Pico, made by a company called Pico Brew. Entrepreneurs to the rescue here. Wall Street Journal personal technology writer Jeffrey Fowler tried it out. Jeff set this up.
I've been spending the last few weeks drinking beer that was made by a robot that anybody can now buy. It costs $800. Sits on the countertop, and think of it kind of like, you know, those coffee machines that you put a pot into and out comes coffee.
Right.
This thing is that kind of for beer. You put a pot into it, out comes some brew, you wait about a week for it to ferment, and then you have your very own homebrew.
Wow. As soon as I saw this and read it, I thought the beer purists are going to be flooding your inbox with how this is so wrong.
Yeah, so this is like a really interesting question. If a robot makes your homebrew, is it even still homebrew? Like, what is it? What does it count as?
Right.
And I had that conversation actually with the president of the San Francisco Homebrewers Guild, who actually came to taste my brew and help me kind of judge it. But what I realized is that a robot still can't take the art out of making beer. So this thing called the Pico, made by a company called Pico Brew, which is founded by some former Microsoft execs, the idea is that it's supposed to kind of like give newcomers to making beer kind of rails so they don't fall off it. I've never made beer before. I like beer, and I think it tastes great when it's fresh, but I'd never gone through the process before. But out of the three different batches of beer that I made with the Pico Brew, the first one turned out so bad that both me and the Homebrewers Guild Association president spit it out. It turned out that there was, maybe it was like human error, I was using the machine wrong, their software didn't catch it, and it was disgusting. It was a very light color. The yeast never had enough sugar in it to turn into alcohol. I basically made diet yeast water.
Oh, we're speaking with Wall Street Journal personal technology writer Jeffrey Fowler about his piece called "An Internet-Powered Beer-Making Robot: What Could Go Wrong." All right, so why is it internet-connected? Is there an advantage there?
Yeah, so the idea with this and with many of these other devices is that it can keep learning over time. So in the case of the beer robot, every time you put in one of these pods that you buy from them for about $20, it has a little radio tag on the pod, and it knows what that pod is. Then it goes, uses Wi-Fi, goes online, and downloads the best recipe for that pod. So that might change over time, depending on how old your pod is, or maybe the recipe gets tweaked. So that means that the robot can keep learning new recipes and also improve its old ones. So in theory, if you're super into craft beers, anybody who is knows that they don't really travel very well. You can't really ship it across the country or across the world and have it taste the same. So in theory, with this machine, you could just buy a pod from your favorite craft brewer, take it home, brew it yourself, and it'd be kind of like, remember the replicator on Star Trek?
Yeah.
It's kind of the closest thing we have to that.
Wall Street Journal personal technology writer Jeffrey Fowler on innovations by entrepreneurs in the beer industry. Coming up next, obstacles to avoid when selling products on Amazon. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know: 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more: Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. That's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. pitfalls to avoid when launching on Amazon. They're from Tracy Wallace, contributing writer to Entrepreneur.com and managing editor of Big Commerce. As a setup, she says 44% of online product searches begin on Amazon, not Google. If you don't have a presence on Amazon, or if your products aren't optimized for Amazon's search engine, you're missing out on loads of potential revenue. Number one, she says, the responsibility of remitting taxes is not optional. It's on the seller to pay. Number two, go into the tax settings window and make designations. Number three, too many sellers, she says, focus on overall sales numbers and not profits. Get a SKU level understanding of profitability and know the profit calculation of each SKU. Number four, stickerless inventory has the potential for trouble. She says you can get kicked off Amazon for selling counterfeit products that didn't even come from you. And number five, she says return products are not likely to be 100% recoverable as new condition products. Tracy says track to the recovery rate of each SKU to determine which products you should remove from your catalog. You may be surprised at how much financial loss you incur because of high return rates. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.